She always says things that are so pertinent to whatever I'm going to talk about. She just sits up front so I can hear her. But you could sit in the back and shout them. And all right. Well, all this month, as most of us know, we are using our theme, peace and freedom. I'm not alone up here. Just want you to know. To explore inner peace and our inherent freedom to choose to feel it and express it no matter what might be going on in our life, because the peace that lives within us, the peace that lives and dwells at the center of our being, is untouchable and impenetrable by anything in the external world. It doesn't matter what anybody else is saying or doing. It doesn't matter if what's being said is about us or it seems to be done unto us. It doesn't matter if things aren't going the way that we think they should. Nothing, absolutely nothing external has any power over us to prevent us from choosing to be peaceful. Because the peace that has been given to us has been given by the love that created us, and it belongs to us forever and cannot be taken from us unless we give it away. Inner peace allows us to feel safe and centered and sourced in any situation, no matter how threatening to our sense of self and safety and security and well-being that situation may appear to be. All that's required of us is our willingness to feel peace and maybe a deep breath for encouragement. But sometimes we let fear prevent us from taking that breath that would center us. And the result is that we hurt ourselves and each other. Our feelings of fear and vulnerability in any moment might come as a surprise to us. Especially when we think that we probably got all of our stuff all worked out. We got it together. And then suddenly we're feeling fear and we're feeling vulnerable. But any time that hurtful thoughts and words and actions expressed through us, it is because we have forgotten in that moment our freedom to choose peace. Now, Viktor Frankl, as many of you know, he's a very famous neurologist and psychiatrist who was also a Holocaust survivor, wrote that everything can be taken from a man. But this one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Peace, as we've heard, is an inside job, nothing outside of us can make us peaceful, no matter how beautiful the scene may be. And nothing outside of us can make us unpeaceful, no matter how horrendous the situation can be, even Auschwitz. And even though we may sometimes lose sight of our way is always there for us to choose. It isn't what's happening around us that determines the peace that we feel, though some environments may make it easier for us to choose to feel it. I know for myself, this week I've been spending a lot of time watching a little tiny bird build a nest in my bat house. And I felt such peace watching that little industrious bird that also sings the most amazing song. But an argument can take place in the midst of a lovely garden. It can happen during a beautiful sunset. And peace can arise in us in the middle of a traffic jam. Only we can touch the peace that is within us that frees us. And only we can choose to leave it untouched and allow fear to bind us. We may need to remind ourselves in every moment that nothing can keep us in bondage to our emotions and feelings and reactions, but we ourselves. We are responsible, each of us, for the way we allow life to flow through us. We can choose to allow peace to extend from within us, or we can choose to join in the chaos around us. Dwight Eisenhower said that we seek peace because peace is the climate of freedom. Whether we speak up in peace or silently extend it from within, whether we speak up in anger or silently seethe within, our choice of self-expression not only affects our body and our emotions, but the emotional vibration we emit affects everything around us, and we either add to a cooler situation. We help to cool the climate, or we add to the fire. No matter how justified we may feel in choosing an angry reaction, as spiritual beings, not one of us can find happiness in disharmony or contentment in conflict. That's why it is written, "Blessed are the children of God, for they shall be called peacemakers." Now, the sacred teachings of ancient wisdom, upon which new thought principles are based, are these. Nothing sources our thoughts, emotions, or experience in any moment but we ourselves. Nothing has an effect on us whatsoever, but that which we choose to allow to affect us. It's the idea that we're not responsible for the way we feel and express ourselves, but that others are to blame that's created the violent, reactionary climate in which we live today, in this country and around the world. Our automatic, unchecked, unloving, angry reactions add to an already overheated climate of violence and anger that are in our world. We look around and we see it every day. We turn on the news and we hear about it every day. I read an article that was first published in the Wall Street Journal that was written by Peggy Noonan. And it was entitled, Rage is the Rage. And that rage is everywhere. There's road rage and sky rage. There's rage in our homes, in our schools, in our businesses, in our churches, and in our communities. Now, she was writing about the political atmosphere in our country, but she wrote, "We operate within a climate and a culture. What we're living through in America is not only a division, but a great estrangement. Because we don't agree to peacefully disagree. We're divided between the left and right, between two parties, between the religious and those who laugh at your make-believe friend, between cultural progressives and those who do not wish to have progressive ways imposed upon them. We look down on each other, we fear each other, and we increasingly hate each other. It's as if we are pre-stressed when we come to each moment. We are an argument waiting to happen. We are waiting for someone to say something or do something that we don't agree with so that we can express the rage that we're tuned into and then blame that one for our reaction. And it feels so good to finally get it out because it's been in there anyway. And she concluded that it's on all of us more than ever to assume good faith, to put our views forward with respect, even charity, and to refuse to incite others. So the question we might want to ask ourselves, because we are the world, each of us, and there's no separation between the vibrations that we allow to move through us and express as us. Do I assume good faith toward others? Or do I distrust anyone who doesn't agree with me? Do I put my views forward with respect, even charity? Or do I incite others through gossiping, through seeking allies, and through pointing fingers of blame? Our choice to turn a cold shoulder and withhold love from someone we've judged as unworthy. Our choice to add our heated, angry remarks to an already heated situation not only clouds the issue where we are, but it adds to the inhospitable mental and emotional climate that's polluting our world. Is it any wonder then that our beautiful earth is experiencing climate change that is not conducive to life? Is it any wonder that our children are experiencing so much bullying and violence that the suicide rate in America among middle school children has increased? Children from the age of 10 to 14 and some as young as 8 to 9. Because we are contributing to an atmosphere that is not conducive to life. I know not one of us would intentionally harm a child. But every time we choose to reject the child of God within us, who is a peacemaker, every time we choose to blame the child of God who stands before us as responsible for our actions, we not only hurt ourselves and that one, we add to the environment of the world that is harming our children. You know, often after we choose not to choose peace, we tell ourselves, well, I would have chosen peace, but they did it first. They lowered the tone. They started it. It's their fault. I would have stayed calm, but I mean, someone raises their voice, and we've just got to raise our own. When we blame others for our actions, we simply teach ourselves and others that the external world has power over us, when in truth and in reality, nothing can affect us whatsoever except what we choose to allow to affect us. When we're feeling angry and filled with rage, it is important that we stop for just a moment and ask ourselves, is this an energy I want to continue to feel? Or would I choose something else? Viktor Frankl said that between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose. And that power and what we choose allows for growth and freedom if we choose peace. And of course, the great, great philosopher, one of my favorites, Dr. Seuss, wrote, "You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know. And you are the one will decide where to go." So the question we might want to ask ourselves individually and as a spiritual community, as a world, where do we choose to go? No one can feel the love within us or make us feel the love within us. We must do it ourselves. But even though feeling love and experiencing peace is an inside job that only we can do within ourselves, We are here in this world together, all of us, to inspire each other to do it. And sometimes that inspiration comes when we perturb each other. Sometimes, especially. We can choose to let every experience be to us a lesson in spiritual growth and freedom. We can choose to see everyone as our teacher and be grateful for the lessons of love and peace we learn, no matter how hard we resisted that lesson. Because sometimes the hardest lessons to learn are the very ones our spirit needs the most. Because nothing is a mistake if we learn a spiritual lesson from it. In fact, we can take all of our crazy experiences if we want to and put them in a box and label them, thank you. Thank you for helping me wake up. Thank you for helping me learn. Sometimes it didn't feel so good, but it feels so good now. We can change the mental, emotional climate in which we live by choosing to see every life experience differently and choosing to be the climate change we want to see. And in the process, we help save the world. We are one life together. Love and peace have a vibration that vibrates in us and vibrates around us and vibrates around the world. And so does anger and conflict. It's up to us. We are responsible for what we allow and how we allow life to flow through us. We can steer ourselves in any direction we choose to go. So what are we choosing? There is no high road to take that would cause us to look down on anyone. There is just one high road, and it includes all of us. It takes us in the direction we want to go. Home. And we can only walk that high road together. Namaste.